Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right, all members are present except for Colleen, who is excused. She's enjoying the chilly Pacific Northwest. Okay, since it is the beginning of a new term, that's why I'm in charge for a few minutes. This is time for public comment. If you have anything to comment about anything on the agenda, now's your opportunity. Next is approval of the minutes for October 25th, 2022, which I sent out earlier. Sorry for the delay in getting those.
I saw the motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And then next we have the approval of the agenda for January 31st, 2023.
I move to approve with the change that Megan Holzer is not the secretary, but Jerry Pinkerton is.
Where's that?
Oh,
where? That's me. I'm secretary for three of my other towns, unfortunately, and so that's mine.
Oh.
I'll fix that.
Oh.
I used the template from another town because all the changes were on there. So, and then let's move the. Oh no!
Oh, what you moved it?
Yes,
you did. Okay.
I did. With that.
Move for correction.
Monica, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. So our first informational item tonight is to elect a new chair and vice chair for Good Spring CAC. Monica cannot be chair again. So who is anybody? Have a desire to be chair?
Can I nominate?
Yeah.
I nominate Diane for chair.
All right. So we have a motion for Diane for chair. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And what about vice chair?
I nominate Shannon.
Shannon. All right. We have a motion for Shannon for vice chair.
Is that okay for her to be vice chair again?
Yeah. Because she wasn't chair, yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Who did
Diane made the motion.
Diane.
And Debbie made the motion for the first one. All right. So Diane, it's all yours. Start with number two.
Next informational item is to receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area policing concerns.
I didn't see them out front, so I don't think they're going to be here tonight.
Oh, we are BLM.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, they're on there.
Okay. So the third item is to receive a report from BLM law enforcement about recent events in the area and public lands policing concerns. And this is for discussion only, nothing to vote on. You're up.
We haven't had any significant incidents.
Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself.
Matt Bepores, law enforcement ranger with Bureau of Land Management. Southern Nevada District. We haven't had any significant incidents down in this area. Nothing to report. Do you guys have anything for us? Yes, sir.
How big of an area are you responsible for?
So there's currently 16 training one more law enforcement officers for essentially all of Clark County and Nye County BLM land.
Can you do me a favor? Can you come up to the podium so our guests don't have to turn around backwards. Thank you.
So we cover that whole area. We primarily spend our time in the East Valley and the I-15 corridor, as well as Red Rock. Is another.
So I know that a previous officer had all the way to Laughlin. So would that be part of your territory also?
Yes.
But you are you based then in Vegas?
Yes, we're all based out of Las Vegas. We have two offices. We have one at Red Rock and then one up the northwest part of the city. But we cover, again, the entire valley all the way up to Mesquite, Laughlin, Pahrump, and then out here, City Valley.
17 of you?
Yeah, from the chief down. So we're hoping to get more. So that's the request to the state office is to get more personnel down here so we can supply more coverage to the outlying areas so we don't get to cover quite as much as we'd like to.
What is the best contact number for you guys?
For emergency or complaints or like ongoing activity or?
All of the above.
So for emergency or if you want to report a crime, report dumping, kind of report anything that needs law enforcement attention, calling the National Park Service Dispatch Center at Lake Mead. I can give you that phone number. 702-293-8998. They're there 24 hours a day. We don't cover 24 hours a day, but you can call 24 hours a day, and if it's something that needs immediate response that Metro can't or won't handle, then we'll come out and handle it.
One more time with the number.
It's 702-293-8998. So the other best way you want to file, you know, a complaint, dumping, that kind of stuff that might not need an immediate response, or you guys are seeing trending issues, is actually an email that would be best. And I don't know if I give you the card and you guys can provide that out to people.
And I can put it in there.
Okay. So that SNDO email. That's checked by our chief and two supervisors, kind of on a rotation, but it gets checked daily.
I'll put it on the Facebook page.
That's where we get a lot of kind of complaints more in the city, the homeless issues, dumped cars, people driving OHVs where they're not supposed to, those kind of things that aren't necessarily an immediate law enforcement response issue.
And Megan, you're going to put that on the
Good
Springs Rants and Raves?
Yeah, I'll put it on the Facebook page and then we'll put it in.
We even started to put that email on the side of all of our new cars.
Cool.
So trying to get it out there so more people have access to it. And
people driving HOVs where they're not allowed to is not an emergency because you kind of want to catch them while they're doing it, not 3 weeks later.
It depends. And this is much bigger issue in the city where we get, say, kids riding dirt bikes. And we're on the other side of the valley, trying to get over there through city traffic and everything, and then catch kids or, you know, people riding dirt bikes without license plates and that kind of stuff. So it depends. If we're in the area, we absolutely like to catch and deal with people, and it's one of our main patrol activities. We deal with the OHV closure, camping closure, and target shooting closure. So it doesn't really affect you guys down here, you know, quite as much as the valley area, but those are where we spend, like 90% of my time. But yeah, so you can call dispatch with those issues, absolutely. But if it's kind of a recurring problem, maybe we'll put up some trail cams, something like that, to try to get patterns so we know when to patrol certain areas, then that'd be good just to log it in the email as well. Always feel free to call Lake Mead. But if you don't want to call, you have somebody that doesn't like to call, they'd rather just email, the email's just another option. But if it's like an ongoing incident, please just call that dispatch center or call Metro. And then Metro will patch over to them and dispatch us.
If people are shooting where they shouldn't be or improperly or whatever, then is it BLM that should be called or Metro that should be called?
Either one. So it depends. We have the same but different regulations that we can enforce. Whoever can show up. If we're not in the area and there's a call down here, somebody shooting dangerously or something, our first thing will be reaching out to the Metro at a Gene to see if they can handle it, or at least go and contact people, and then we'll come down and potentially charge them, and kind of vice versa. So we work really closely with them. So.
So there wouldn't be any routine patrolling out here then at all.
Routine's an interesting word. I feel like I don't have any routine.
I mean, like once a month or.
No, weekly. No, much more than that, especially maybe less in Sandy Valley, but over here. We spend a lot of time down Gene and Sloan, Las Vegas Boulevard, because there's a lot of, that's probably the number one target shooting area for people in Las Vegas. So we spend quite a bit of time down there.
Good. So. Anything else? Any other questions or comments for BLM?
Could you repeat your name,
yes,
please?
Yes, it's Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W.
Mm-hmm.
Last name's Poporis, P-O-P-O-R-E-S. And one issue we've been having with some of the communities and employees up at the Red Rock area is they try to call Rangers direct, and we don't all work, you know, 24/7. So the dispatch number is the best one. I'd be happy to give my cell phone out if anybody wants to contact me direct about an ongoing issue or something that doesn't need that immediate response. But again, if it's something that, you know, even in the next day or two needs a response, the dispatch center or the email will be the best way. So.
Okay.
Like that. Do you want my cell phone number too, or does anybody want that?
I'm good.
Sure. Okay. 725-373-1018. Please, if you call, I don't know if you got to sleep a voicemail.
Any other questions? Okay, we have something new on our agenda, which is nice. We get to receive a report from the Good Springs Library regarding current and upcoming programs and activities. Thank you so much.
I'll do the podium.
Thank you.
Well, I've met at least half of you. I'm Rachel Davis. I am your new library associate, but Jacques sends his regards. I do speak to him every couple of weeks or so. So today, I'm again mainly here to introduce myself and to throw out two topics for you to think about. You can give me feedback directly at the library or ask any questions that you have about them. The first one is I have money available to me through a small and rural library grant so that we can make improvements to accessibility to the library. But I need feedback from you guys before we can have that kind of money. So for example, if you would like the stairs repaired or you want us to revisit putting a ramp on the front of the building, those are things we can do, and we can again ask for the money to do that. The money is there, but it needs to be what you guys want. So I need your feedback. This is something that you can come in and talk to me about, or you can talk amongst yourselves, and then when I come back in February, you can let me know what it is you want, and we can start making steps toward that to get that. Accessibility is not just limited to the stairs and the ramps. It's also if we have any homebound individuals that need some help getting materials to them, if they need like hotspots so that they can have Wi-Fi access to get to digital resources, we can use the money for that. Anyone that's hearing impaired or visually impaired that needs special product for that, we can also do that. Anyone experiencing on the spectrum that needs special, anything that helps us with accessibility to, so that you guys have more access to what the library has to offer. So again, if you have questions for me, I can take any of those right now. Otherwise, you can just come speak to me anytime during the month, and we'll try to come up with something that the community wants to spend this money on.
I have a general question. What are your hours?
Okay, right now, our hours at the library are Tuesday through Thursday, and we're from 1 to 7. And on Fridays and Saturdays, we're from 10 to 3. And we're closed on Sundays and Mondays and major holidays, which is only 13 of those. So.
I had no idea you were open till 7 p.m.
Yes, actually, that has been the case for quite some time. It used to be Tuesday through Thursday. They were open from 3 to 7. Jacques was 3 to 7, so there were actually four nights a week that was till 7.
Nice.
But right now it's 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and then 10 to 3 on Fridays and Saturdays.
And I do have another question. How many hotspots do you have available for Good Springs residents?
I don't have any available per se, but I have a total of 12 for our area. I have actually spoken. This is my regional manager right here. This is Kevin. He's just here because wanted to join for the ride. But I've also spoken to Kevin and our director of the entire library district, and I told him I'd really like to add 3 more, and he does not see a problem with that, so we're in the process of getting more. Because I'd rather not have a hold list at all.
Right.
I'd rather make sure we can just keep renewing the hot spots. So I'm...
Yeah, there's a lot of people that would be dependent on that.
Yes, and I actually have a little spreadsheet, so I keep up the rotation on that and know exactly who's got them at any time to make sure that we can keep rotating through or alternating between husband and wife or mom and kid or however we do that. So.
At least it being in the household, you mean? Yeah.
I'm sorry?
To have one in the household.
Yes, it's often very, it's nice.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I have put in a request for 3 more. We're going to continue going looking
awesome.
Into that. if we have need more, I just need to know.
Okay. And phone number so anyone can call you?
702-874-1366. And a lot of people also text me as well and ask me what's overdue or if they need to come and get their hotspot, would you like myself?
So that's your cell they can text?
That phone number I gave you is the branch line.
874.
It's an 874.
It's an 874.
Yeah,
702-874-1366.
So it's a landline.
Got it.
It's the landline.
Do you want your cell phone?
I don't even know how many people already have it, so you can totally have it. It's 702-445-4282.
Okay, beautiful.
And I added Rachel to the agenda so that no pressure, you have to come every time. But if she does want to come every time, she has a spot to be able to talk about.
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh, I have all kinds of stuff.
Good, that's great. Okay.
So like I said, if you have questions about that grant or have ideas of things that would help get you access to what you need at the library, or if you have suggestions for me, please come see me. Or just if you just want different books on the shelf, always come see me for that. Does anyone have any questions about that before I move to number two? Fabulous. Okay, again, this is just a question. You don't have to answer anything. I do want some feedback because I've only been here for 3 months, so I actually do not know for sure what the community's viewpoint is on tourism. Do you want events that are big and bring people in from the outside on a regular basis? You already have different things that do that right now, such as the Ghost Town Tours, and the Pioneer Saloon obviously has events that bring people in. But since I'm planning the events for the library, I want to plan appropriately for the community. So if you would prefer I plan events that mainly cater to the community and then some people from in town come and attend once in a while, I can do that. If you would prefer, if you're okay with me doing something larger, such as one of the suggestions that was given is a stargazing program, a time where we set up a time and a space, possibly correspond with an astronomical event, and have people come out and invite the town, the Las Vegas and Henderson, and them to come out, bring lawn chairs, we'll all come out and do whatever we're doing if we have telescopes and things like that. But that would be bringing people in from outside. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like I said, I've been here 3 months. I want to do what you guys want.
What other events, do you have an example of another one besides the astrological?
But other than the astronomy one, yeah. Other events would be like if we did any kind of festival type thing, if we made something an annual event, like what the one that I'm actually working on for the community right now is, I would like to do an annual one in the last weekend of November as an ornament making event where the library would buy all the supplies so the town can come in and make ornaments to take home or donate for the community Christmas tree. So we'd have boxes set out, and if you come in, I'd actually buy large scale items as well, so we can make actual large garlands and things like that. So if you want to come and make a few for home and a few for yourself, then you can donate them in the box, and then I will pass them on, and they will go onto the tree for the following weekend when that goes up.
Love that. That's
so
nice.
So that's the kind, and it would still be open to the rest of the community. You know, I post it on the library district website, so people from in town come out and make ornaments if they want.
Do they not have a place to do that in their own town?
But they probably would end up doing it in their own town because it is an event that would probably happen at another branch as well. Okay. Does that make sense? So this one, that one would cater more to this community because there will be other ornament events at branches closer to them.
Yeah.
That would be good.
But like the stargazing one is not one that's held at any other branch. Yeah. It would be a one-off, and it might appeal to more people in town to come out for that. So I just need feedback from you guys over the next month, or if you guys talk amongst yourselves and let me know. I want to plan appropriately. I don't want to plan an event the community doesn't want.
Would you bring these events to, you know, since you're going to be on the agenda, would you bring these events
that's how you'd like it.
3 months advance or something like that, so you have time to either yay or nay?
If that's what you'd like, I can totally do that.
That'd be great.
I'm here to serve
that.
You guys. So, and if a reoccurring thing is not, but a one-off event is better, then let's do that. I have bounced the ornament one off of a number of people, and that does seem to be something that you guys might want to do annually, and that's where I'd like to put my funds for an annual event.
Yeah.
Because that's where the need is. Mm-hmm. But we can do other things, and I just want to make sure it's what you guys actually want.
I, for one, would like you to bring it to here, and I also like the ornament.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I agree.
Yes, sir.
Do you have the telescopes available?
Do not right now. That is something that I have another, a friend at another branch is actually going to be talking to the observatory about what we can do to bring that out. This right now would be something of a one-off. It would not be a reoccurring event at this time, but it has the potential of that. So that's why I'm clearing it with you guys first. But we would look into having some sort of telescope, and again, looking for a comet or something specifically that is viewable from here.
By and large, this community is not very happy about having a bunch of people come into it. Particularly because the Pioneer Saloon already does that in spades. And
they can go to there. That's it. They have to stop.
They're right there at the edge of town. That's why I'm coming here, so I have the official word, because I have no problem doing what... I mean,
I agree also with the ornament being a very cool event, but that's also why I said, don't you have them for other people to go to their own?
Yeah.
A number of the branches do, depending on what their community is, they'll have something for the holidays that are celebrated in that area. And I just know that
we have a
you
niche.
Guys love your tree here,
we love
and I love
tree.
The tree here, so I want to facilitate that.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
That's perfect.
That kind of event wouldn't bring in as many people, because you're correct, it's available at other places.
We'd understand that you'd have to say something to somebody, but like fine print at the bottom where they don't read it.
Yes,
like I said,
you did just say that.
Really like having a bunch of other people come into it all the time, because we already get that with the saloon.
But I didn't want to assume that. I'd rather hear you guys tell me that. That way I can go, no, I've actually spoken to the council, and this is what the city wants. And then I know I'm acting correctly on your behalf.
But would it be more beneficial if it was more advertised for the community for it to be yearly? Like, if we did want that to be yearly, I would think it'd be more beneficial.
The ornament thing or just
the stargazing thing? Because if more people came out to it, then it would more likely be another one the following year.
Oh, yeah.
I would just,
effort.
This place is pretty small. I just don't know who would all come.
And that's the thing. I'm not sure many people from the community would, because you guys are blessed with getting to walk outdoors and go.
Yeah. I would want people to really
like that. Exactly. And that's why it wouldn't be an event that would necessarily cater to those that live here. Again, why I'm here asking about it.
Yeah, we don't want them to know how cool it is.
Best kept secret, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the kind of thing I need feedback on. And I do post all of the events and everything on the Rants and Raves page. So any of you that have events that you would like to see happen, they are being posted there for you guys to come in. And I'm trying to do as many multi-generational programs as possible so that everybody can come. Anybody have any other feedback or questions for me?
A suggestion. We just missed a meteor shower that was a month and a half ago or something. But there is another one this year. And maybe we could schedule it for that time.
There's
that
green
window.
Tomorrow night there's
the green.
There's a comet.
Yeah, the green comet in the southeast horizon.
Yes,
the first in 50,000 years.
It's on the second or something. Yeah,
the first and second.
Yeah, I saw that.
You don't. The Pioneer has some of that equipment.
Well, we don't now because
it belonged to Nolan.
Noel's equipment.
Yeah,
so.
That was Chuck's baby.
Yeah, Chuck called out with him or sold it.
Yeah,
he left.
Yeah, but, I mean, some of us have telescopes, some of us don't.
The saloon used to do a stargazing, they sold a stargazing package.
Well, does anybody have a telescope here?
I'm sure there are people with telescopes.
If you put it on Rants and Raves, you know, somebody might want to get together.
Maybe I can get some feed, like, posted on there and say, vote on here. Is that okay with you guys?
Or just say, you know, just start out with the Green Comet and just see what, you know, participation you get back for, because that's this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, it's tomorrow and Thursday. I'll bet she can't.
Yeah, it's literally cold.
Gosh, already.
And it's still so cold.
Right? It is cold.
I know. This is not like
it is cold.
If we were to pursue the stargazing thing, it would not be any time.
It's been a topic of conversation at work.
Yeah.
The one guy, Tony, that told me about it, he said, the cavemen were the last ones to see it. It happened 50,000 years ago. So it's been kind of a thing at work that people are talking about. But anyways.
And what part of the sky is it going to be in?
Southeast horizon. Southeast. Green comet with a glittery tail behind it. I guess not too difficult to see.
Yeah, apparently in certain places you might not even need a telescope
right.
to see it, which I was like, oh, hey.
Yeah. But just Google it. You'll find info on it.
So suggesting post something on there and see what kind of...
Yeah, I would say see what feedback you'll get if anybody's interested in stargazing for a special... astrological events.
The community wants.
We appreciate that. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, very much.
I'm going to sit if anybody else has.
You can sit. Okay. Next item on the agenda, as I've written over too much, receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding the status of Clark County Lands Bill and other updates from Clark County. For discussion only, nothing is to be voted on.
And unfortunately, nothing has changed with the lands bill. It's still sitting in D.C. I have no status to share because nothing else is happened. I'm just sitting there waiting.
That darn D.C.
So, yeah. Yeah, I know. Stuff goes there to sit and die. So I don't know. When I know more, I will share it right away.
Okay.
Because there's other parts of it that we're also waiting on some other things for, so... Yeah, it's frustrating. But so that was really the only thing I had right now, unless there's questions for me.
Can I ask you again about streetlights?
I sent it in. What they didn't respond to me on your particular one, but the one in Blue Diamond, the lights are back ordered.
Oh, they're on back order.
Like months.
Yeah. Everything's back.
So when they come in, I'm sure you guys will be right up there.
Is it time to follow up on the things we had on our agenda last time with the
No, because they don't even do the budgets until February.
Okay.
So yeah. We won't know until, I won't be, we'll report back to you until next fall.
Okay.
Yes.
I know I discussed this a little bit with Debbie one day about the dark sky community. I don't know whether anybody has any interest in that.
I've looked into it. And so here's the thing. Because I've been following it for Mount Charleston in particular, because they're really wanting it. And I don't think it's a bad idea, but the state legislation, I've got to be careful how I say this since we're being recorded, it's pointless. The legislation basically only rubber stamps if you've been already designated a dark sky community by the larger organization.
Mm.
I read it like four times thinking, there's got to be more to it. There's not. So... I am actually researching how to get that designation by that larger organization, but it sounds like it's really complicated. And to me, it seemed that in my thinking, and I'm not always right, but in my thinking it was that if you get designated as a dark sky place, then it would lead the rules and laws and codes to fulfill that. It's not that. It's that your community has rules and laws and codes, and they recognize that and say you're a dark sky community. At least that's what I'm hearing. It's very weird.
They deem you a dark sky community based on the fact that your rules and laws already make you that way.
Right. It's very strange. And I reached out to our the director of Clark County Environmental, and she had knew nothing about it. The only place in Nevada that has it is Great Basin National Park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to reach out to... Do you know anything about that dark sky area?
Just from my time in the Park Service.
Okay.
I don't know any of the specifics.
Do you know somebody I can talk to?
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk to somebody, and this is what Marcy with Environmental, that was her suggestion. Talk to somebody that's done it and see what's involved. on the website it says 2 to 3 years. I'm still looking into it, but I have looked into it.
I spoke with a lady at Friends of Nevada Wilderness, and she was very knowledgeable about it.
Oh, really? Okay.
And was working on it for, you know, a couple of other communities. But one of the reasons is that if we were looking at street lighting and it back ordered, wouldn't it make sense to look into what those requirements are? You know, I mean, it's probably a little different. I spent some time in Ketchum, Idaho, and Sun Valley area most every summer, and that is a dark sky area. And so they have street lights, but they're just modified a bit. So it would seem like it would be good if we, I think it would be great if we had that, because basically it's pretty nice. But anyway, there are different kinds of street lights that are available.
Who were you talking to, Deanna West? Do you have
a name? Netherton was the lady who's the head of Friends of Nevada Wilderness, which you know, is pretty easy to get a hold of.
Yeah, I have her contact information. Cool. Yeah, I encourage any of you to go to look on the website, and maybe you can make more sense of it than I can. It's hard to even find what the rules are to do it. It's very weird. Very, very weird. I thought, well, this is going to be a slam dunk. We'll just apply.
So if I were to ask a question, you won't be able to answer it?
I will not.
About the rules?
You go right ahead and look it up yourself, and hopefully you can make sense of it. But no, it's very strange. It's the International Dark Sky Society. It's very strange.
The only thing I was thinking about was off-roaders. So, you know, you have a lot of off-roaders out there that have lights on it at night, you know.
Yeah, but that's not a permanent thing, so I don't know that would even be.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was part of the. In other words, it would cut them from being able to do that.
I don't think so, because you would still have headlights. Your car would still have headlights.
But no light bars, possibly, would be an advantage for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Maybe, but I don't know that it would apply to vehicles, because it's a safety thing. I don't know. Go ahead and look. You knock yourself out. If you can't sleep, look at it.
And it's called International Dark Sky?
Yeah, if you just... Google Dark Skies. I think it's International Dark Skies Society or Dark Skies International or something like that. I've blocked it out.
For those of us that are not aware, is there a list of benefits for this designation?
No, and that's what I thought. Seriously.
Sorry, I'm trying.
I thought you would designate and stuff would come along from that designation, and you would have to follow rules and stuff. From what I can see, it goes the other way.
So they
acknowledge your rules that you've already put in place. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
But I've looked at it a couple times thinking, I must not understand it the first time.
And we wouldn't want to shoot ourselves in the foot by having some kind of lighting that doesn't work that designation.
So please, if one of you is interested, please look at it. I will talk to Friends of Nevada Wilderness and get some more information. But yeah, it's weird. I like to think I'm pretty astute and...
Yeah, especially if it's backwards.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Megan regarding county issues?
If you have not gone over to Family Dollar, go. It's awesome.
It is awesome.
The way we've been.
Great.
We've been.
I get a little teary every time I go in there because it's so hard to get it there for so long. It's been a game changer.
Oh, my first time there, I saw you there. And what was she buying? I'm just going to make this public. Crafts. What a surprise. Crafts.
It is awesome.
I only work to support my crafts and my animals.
I know. A craft habit.
Yeah.
Any other issues, questions on anything for the county? Nope. Good. Okay.
So the next thing is the calendar. So I'll just go ahead and go into that if you want.
Okay.
So we're at the beginning of the year. So we talk about the calendar. I handed out something to you guys. And it was a little document I put together that has a list of different options. Some of my other towns have asked about different options for how we can meet. So we can stick with monthly, which we've been doing. We can go to every other month. So we start this month and do odd months. Or you can do quarterly. It's your call.
And meeting can be...
We can call a special call anytime as long as we have 3 days notice. So it would not preclude us from meeting if there was something that needed to be meted about.
And can something be put on the agenda?
There you go.
Can something be put on the agenda in that amount of time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And if it were like a planning item, we know that like 6 weeks in advance.
Right.
Yeah. So, and the other thing is, if you set the schedule, then planning knows when your meetings are. So if someone were to come in there, they usually will call me and say, hey, we have someone coming in. Because even sometimes now, because it's a month in between, they'll call and say, this person's coming in and they're going to hit on the wrong date, so what should we do? And we've never had a problem where we weren't able to work it out. So they aren't beating down our door with planning items, you know. So.
Is this like a new thing?
No, this I put it together this
it's
year.
The option.
Just, I have.
We always have the option.
Yes, you've always had the option.
Yeah.
And I think I've said that every time.
You have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah, and it's no pressure. If you want to meet every month, I will be here every month. But if you don't, you know, sometimes we don't really have anything to talk about. So
I would like to change it.
It's your call.
Yeah, I want
to
change it.
What do you have to do to go about changing it?
We're going
to
do that
make
right
a motion.
Now.
Just tell her.
Just
make a motion.
I move to make quarterly meetings.
Oh.
Can I ask, you know, the people that are here, our community, what they think? Would you want to have it every other month, or do you prefer to have it monthly, the last Tuesday of every month?
It hasn't seemed to be a problem canceling meetings. It seemed like most of them last year were canceled anyway,
yeah, and see,
right?
there's a problem with that in and of itself. So if you cancel a meeting,
it
is frowned upon. People, even if they weren't going to show up and don't care, they will get upset.
Complain.
I was going to use a different word. They will get upset simply to have something to get upset about.
Sure.
And so if you set the situation where this is how we do things now, you have less of a chance of people going, you know, crazy every month about if something is canceled. That's how I view it.
I think go ahead.
Oh, how many meetings were successful did you have last year?
What do you
did
mean
you
by have, successful?
Did you have, like, did you meet? Did you meet six times or did you meet four
we
times?
Met.
Or
it was.
I have.
They were scheduled monthly.
It was scheduled monthly, but if you canceled some, I was
so
just asking how many times.
Right,
did
she's got it.
October, August, July.
I think
May. I don't have any notes, but I think we met in May.
Oh, like every other month.
March. And I don't have notes for January, February. It doesn't mean we didn't meet. So at least five for sure that I have notes for. But
oh yeah, she would have it.
I think every other month is a better way to plan, and you aren't extending the meeting time that much longer.
Right. And state law says you have to meet at least quarterly.
Quarterly, you could be here till 8 o'clock easy, 8:30, 9 o'clock, whereas every other month you stay more abreast of things that are
six times. You met six times last year.
You stay more involved with the things that are actually happening when they're happening, instead of, oh, well, this thing happened back then, you know, 3 months ago.
I agree.
Every other month
sounds... The consistency is what are going to bring people here.
Yeah.
Changing things for a few people that complain, is that a polite word?
Well, they do. They did to me.
You can use that word. That wasn't the word I
but
wanted
that's
to
not
use.
The, that's not what we do.
Yeah, that's not what we do. I almost knocked on their door and said, are you coming to the meeting tonight?
But you wouldn't be, there's 19 town boards in Clark County, and a couple of them do it this way, three or four do quarterly, so it's not crazy, you know, especially when there's not a whole lot on the agenda.
And again, as long as, you know, she said we can hold an emergency meeting if something comes up, with a few days' notice.
We can't just assume, yeah, that's the problem
right.
with emergency meetings. Only the people that are involved are going to be there.
Well, yes, you have. No, because they would have had, postcards would have gone out in the mail.
We've done agenda items.
On a 3-day notice.
Yeah.
No, it goes out a weekend. No, I'm just saying,
yeah.
If we had to, we can call in 3 days. If there was something crazy. But no, they go out 10 days in advance.
Yeah.
Cards do.
Okay.
if there was something that they needed.
And well, I would tell you, and they're not the color that guy said they were.
I know, that's oh my hilarious.
God, don't even get me started. Here's the thing that I read
at our training in January. They kept saying the wrong color of the cards.
Yeah.
We all wanted to correct
them. And everybody in the whole place was confused because they really aren't that color. So what the heck are you talking about?
He's a gem. He's a gem.
You don't even know.
Yeah.
So here's what I see from my kind of outsider perspective is there's a lot of times none of you want to meet and none of you wants to say it. And nobody wants to be the one that makes that call because there's nothing really to talk about. So it's uncomfortable because it looks like I'm trying to make you cancel when I'm not. I mean, I'd love to be home and have dinner with my husband instead of coming here. But this is my job, so I'm here. But I find that that's a thing. You are all like, well, it's okay. I'm okay with it if they're okay with it. I'm okay if they're okay with it, you know, so.
As a board member, I mean, I'm already hearing this. So as a board member, there's really an issue. Debbie just brought it up a few minutes ago. Personally, my personal opinion is I'd rather do it quarterly and be here for 3 hours than the person such as maybe Debbie that wants to be here every other month but only be here for an hour.
Well,
that's where the issue, I think, as a board member, that's where the issue
really,
is.
How does that work, though? How would it be a three-hour meeting?
Because they're assuming that it's going to pile
over
up.
What happened that quarter?
But it's not going to do that. But yes, that's what they're assuming is that it would pile up.
Let me
suggest doing it every
unlikely.
Month and see how it goes. And if we get to June and you can't stand it, we'll do it every month. We can change it at any time. This is fine.
I agree. I already made the motion, so it's got to be, we either have to vote on it or if somebody doesn't second it.
I'll second it for the quarterly.
And then we have to vote on it. And then
all in favor of quarterly?
Aye.
Okay, yeah. So that motion didn't make it, so we need a different motion.
Make a motion for every other month.
I second that. Every other month.
Okay, so the trouble is there's only four of us here.
I talked to Colleen about it, and she said every other month. I asked her what she thought, and she said she agreed with every other month.
So we can count her vote?
We cannot
count it.
She's not here. It's not that she's been left out.
She's just giving us information. Oh.
You're okay?
Aye.
Do
yes.
Every other month?
Yeah. Quarterly didn't work, so yeah, I'd rather do every other month than monthly, yes.
Next. Yes. Okay.
All right, so it'll be odd months. Okay. That's a good way to remember. The odd month.
Okay.
We still have to do, because I made a motion, it still has to.
Okay. And Shannon, you made that.
That was Monica.
It'd be really
no.
hard.
No.
Every other month.
Debbie.
That was Debbie. Debbie.
You made the motion.
I made the motion.
It'd
be really hard to make me upset.
And I will, the next meeting, I'll come back to you with the bylaws. We're having some issues with that, so I will bring those back to you. That's it.
Okay, at this time, we can open the floor to comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments about any matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed or posted on the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or council majority vote. Do we have anyone here that would like to make a comment about anything in Good Springs and that has to do with the county or the council?
I just have a couple of announcements, essentially.
Could you do me a favor and go up to the podium? We know who you are.
So you don't know.
But there's some people here that are new.
Okay.
And it's our first one of the year. Then they can see your
Pacific, Good Springs. We're the Historical Society, which of course is in its 21st year now, has a meeting scheduled for February 13th at 11 o'clock. So it's basically all these meetings have always been open to everybody. So hopefully, if you're around or able to come, it would be great. Our reunion schedule
will be.
Is it going to be right
where at?
Right here.
Right here. Okay.
February 13th at 10 a.m.?
11.
11 a.m.?
On February 13th. And then our annual reunion or annual meeting will be May 6th. So we've got some very interesting things that are on our agenda essentially for that meeting Monday the 13th. So if you, hopefully some of you can come. I realize that, you know, not everybody can come. But
just May 6th, one day?
May 6th, well, at the 13th meeting, we will decide if we're going to actually do 2 days or one day this year. The other thing that I have, I guess, is the OHV situation, everybody's real happy with it right now in town?
What does that mean? What do you ask?
I mean, is it solved?
It's better than it was. Okay. That's the notes that I can interject.
What is the situation?
Well, I thought that maybe people coming by your house was still troubling. Maybe not.
No, it is.
Everything is good.
It still sucks.
Yeah.
So is anything?
It's my own house too. It still sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry for my lack of choice of words there, but
no, I would concur with that. But basically, what I'm saying is that if we have a meeting, it would seem like, I know Megan is. I remember a meeting 4 years ago that we were in the office with Commissioner Jones, and she said she had been working on the OHV problem for 7 years, and now it's 4 years later. I'm just curious as what has transpired that you've done to make that better.
Well, Metro's been working on that. Sorry if I'm speaking out of turn. But Metro's been working on that. They got an OHV vehicle to be out there. I don't know.
Are they out there?
I don't know what their availability is, how often, or what their.
I see them come by my house, Metro. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Metro, I see them come by my house pretty much like maybe once a day, Monday through Thursday when I don't need them.
Yeah, it's the weekend.
Friday, do they come with that vehicle, Sunday. Or is it
no? They come in their regular trucks,
right?
In
their trucks.
Mm-hmm. But not on the weekends.
They're showing up,
but
a
not
lot
on the weekends.
Okay.
You can
more,
say this
not.
To them 100 times over, and your response that you will get back is, "Look, there's three of us, and what do you want us to do? We have to go all the way from Sandy Valley to Red Rock. You know, we cover all this ground. We can't cover all this ground."
If I may, there is feedback from Metro that says the part of the problem is we complain about it, but we don't call or take pictures. So if we can be more aggressive and call and take pictures, then they
really
can be out here more.
Really hard for me to take a picture of somebody going 60 miles an
hour
when they're supposed to be going 25.
Well, we've got to at least be more active. If what Sergeant Pick said. Sorry, Picarell.
Every sergeant has said this. You need to call it in.
Yeah, and I've talked to him personally about it too. The more activity that we generate, the more calls that we put on the books.
The squeaky wheel.
Exactly. The more we say, okay, they're here. It's Friday night. Okay, they're here. It's midnight on Saturday. Then they can generate more time and resources to us. But if we just sit back and
so you're
and get mad,
they want us.
Yes.
To bother the hell out of them.
Yes.
They said that every time.
Yes.
We care.
They do. And
I have a question.
They do.
Is it Good Springs residents?
No.
And last
midnight
on Saturday.
I mean, the cop has said himself that he stopped them, and it was a Good Springs resident.
Well,
so.
Right,
probably
but
one time.
But it's rare. That's rare.
It's people from that come in on the weekends from Vegas or from California or wherever they come from.
Or Blue Diamond.
Yeah.
They'll come over there with their vehicles and the big lights and everything. And I know all y'all on Pacific see it. I know. You see it. I know it comes down Revere all the time, and then they come to my house in front of your house. You know,
local problem.
They tear our road up.
I haven't got there yet.
Sorry.
I'm going down the streets. Come on.
He brought it up.
I'm going down the streets. In other words, all of us here are pretty much affected by it. But if we don't say anything, if we don't call Metro, if we don't let them know how bad it is, they have nothing documented on the books to put resources here. So be the squeaky wheel on Friday and Saturday and just call. If you see them, just call. Just call. If you don't have a picture or a license plate, just call and say, you know what? Four of those guys just ran past my house. Get it on the books. Get it on the books for Metro on the phone calls. That activity will breed activity and resources for us.
Makes sense.
It came from Sergeant Pickerell three or four times. Say it again.
Is it 311 the phone number?
Yeah, you can use that one.
Okay. It's not the emergency one. It's the recommended one.
Or yeah. Sergeant Pickerell gave his phone number out when he was here, and he's mentioned it a few times. He's given out his personal cell number. I think I have it in my phone. If somebody wants it.
I'm not going to bother that man on his personal cell phone
But he wants you to. And
but
the more squeaky
you
are,
that,
yes.
Then this complaining about it, saying yeah. you're not doing anything.
You can leave a text. You can text him.
Honestly, he loves Good Springs, and he wants to know the crap that's going on out here with the off-roaders.
Yeah, and resources are constantly trying to be taken away from the rural officers.
Yeah.
Constantly.
He's an advocate for us.
They need to know.
Oh, I love him.
They need to be able to show they need officers out here, because some people don't think it's important.
Yeah. I will text him every single time somebody drives by my house over 25 miles an hour, and that's going to be an awful lot of time.
That's okay.
It's good.
From Friday till Monday.
That's what he's asked for.
He gives them some ammunition so they can say this is what's going on.
Right.
Well, and there are signs out there, no OHVs. Do they pay attention to the sign?
They zip past them.
I have his phone number. I will give it to anyone that wants it after the meeting, not on the recording.
Very good, because that is going to be a lot more successful.
Yeah.
I have called. And the other number, many times, you might be on hold for a long time.
The 311? The 311?
If you only get one chance.
That's a bane of his existence.
They're trying to fix it, the 311. They're trying to, Metro knows, and they're trying to fix
he's
it.
He's also given out the email, too. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to text or call, like you said, blow up his phone, blow up the email. That way it's still documented. And we still have that activity that's going to breed activity for more resources.
I will squeak an awful lot. My husband will squeak all day long. That's one
of the reasons I wanted to bring it up, because if they were here, I know that the last couple of times they come and they say, well, there hasn't been anything happening.
It's because they come at times when it's not going to be that way.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get someone here or there, but it's not regular like it is on the weekends.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Last thing, I got, and I can't believe it's already been 11 years ago, but 11 years ago we did a deal, we called it Good Springs Days. It was incredibly successful, but it is a lot of work. I don't know whether anybody has any interest in doing something like that, but I printed up just a few of the programs from that event. It happened to be in September 2011, and it was very, very good, but we had someone that really was on top of it and planned it and made it really work. The list of people that helped in sponsoring that event was amazing, because she was able to get a hold of a lot of people, and they were very good at participating. The only reason that I bring it up at this meeting is we would have to, decide if you wanted to participate in something like that. We as a historical society would also, and because of our May reunion type of thing, that might be a possibility for a day. I did speak to Stephen at the bar, and he was very much in favor of something like that, but it would have to be a community thing. So that's just a date or that we might consider it or not.
So I have a suggestion on that, because I have a lot of things to say sometimes. We do have a event planner, Jean Regans, who planned plenty of events. A copy of that would be great to her. She can, reach out, get a feel of who might want to participate and when, what time of the year, because she does a 4th of July, but it's, pretty hot. So what are the activities, and would they be, better in the springtime or in the fall, that kind of thing. So,
exactly. No, I just wanted to put that date out there for people and just say, May is not a bad time usually. Now, obviously, there's always a conflict, the Boulder City Art Fair, or there's some, you know, other events. We never would find a day that's not got something else.
There's always something happening.
But basically, yeah. It's just to get it in mind and see, because she may contact one of you, too, and say, who can help me? You know,
We also have more resources that are participating, you know, the shooting range, Eric Brugier, and the Pioneer is much more engaged now with events in Good Springs.
Absolutely.
So,
All right, that's all. I'll have
and the library. Brary. Library.
So, are you going to say anything about Julie Newberry or Mickey?
Well, yes. What? We lost two of our most wonderful members. And it's one of the reasons that I wanted to bring it up. Hopefully, I wish there were more community people here, obviously, as we all do. But yes, we lost Mickey Moran and Julie Newberry in January. So two of the people that were basically at every meeting for the last 20 plus years, and 20 years before that when there was the Good Springs reunion, which will be in the 40th year this year. So we lost two people that were instrumental. Julie, of course, has probably the best history of any school in the country. And basically, we are at the point where obviously we know that if we don't get some interest in the community, then basically most of that will go to the county museum, and maybe you'll see it again, maybe you won't. But that's basically where we are.
And they were talking about doing a little bit of service at the old timers for the two of them.
Both of them were anticipating, and actually there's another one, one of the Fail family, who also probably will have a little memorial at that time. So there'll be three or four memorials, and I know that there have been like three or four burials in the last last few weeks. And the other thing that I will mention is that Cindy has made a proposal or an offer to our historical society to possibly be able to use the little post office, the old post office, as a start for a museum type
of thing.
That's the thing that, you know, we've been always wanting to do. It's the one up on the way out of town.
Coyote.
You know,
not the real one that actually got taken away. But
so basically, it's something that we will be discussing at that meeting on the 13th. And the input from you guys, because basically
it's a great building.
That's something
that we
would love to be able to do. We know we've got, you know, you have fire protection, vandalism, you got other things that you have to deal with anytime you do something like that. So that's the consideration that we've always struggled with, as to where can we put it and how do we secure it, and how do you, you know, you don't have to man it by, you can have it 2 days a week. I go to every historical society, a museum that I ever see in any places that I travel. And, you know, sometimes they're open one day a week, and that's fine. You know, basically, it's just a way to start it and to get maybe people involved and kind of say, yeah, you know, that's pretty neat. Why don't we work on trying to make that work better?
So
anyway, it's just basically, that's something we would be discussing at the meeting, obviously, on the 13th, but also by the 6th, hopefully, we'll have made an effort to decide what to do with that.
So, Megan, I have a question. Is there a possibility in the Good Springs budget with the county that we can assist in putting that museum together? Because you've asked us about, you know, what we want to spend budget money on?
I don't know.
Because it's not on county property.
That would be a capital improvement.
Right.
Well, no, it'd have to be on county property.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's, no,
it has to be a county thing.
It's on privately owned property.
Right over here?
We can't get any kind of county money on it because it's private property.
It would have to be capital improvements, county capital improvements.
We'll figure out how to squeeze money out of them. Somehow. No, that's a great building. Oh, sorry, I'm just going. Any more comments by the general public? Not seeing or hearing any other hands raise or comments. Thank you for coming. Our next meeting will be March 28th. This meeting's adjourned.
Thank you. New chair.
Thank you.